This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning. It's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Patrick Parent. Get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook because it's time to solve all your gardening problems.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them blue for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Good morning, gardeners. Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. I'm your host, Patrick Parent, Paul's youngest son. I'm going to be here till 10 o'clock Eastern time to answer all your gardening questions. So feel free, give us a call. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Now, before the break, you were talking with Mary in regards to apple scab on her mother's fruit tree, her apple tree. And she had done a lot of everything that you should be doing. Clean up the leaves, get rid of the leaves, get rid of any of the apples that had the scab, those types of things, so that it would not overwinter in the soil and then come back up this spring. And we were talking about spraying with a organic spray. It's an orchard spray for to help treat the apple scab organically. Now, the thing about the orchard spray is it is a insecticide, fungicide, and miticide. So using it, you are taking care of multiple aspects on there. So that's a good thing. But what else should we be doing? Now, part of the management of the apple scab to get your trees going is to prune out the tree as well. Thin it out a little bit to allow airflow through, because part of what keeps apple scab on the plants is the moisture from, you know, rain that just sits on the leaves. If we don't have airflow that goes through it, it's hard for the tree to dry out on the inside. And what that does is that leaves the spores sitting in there, and it's easier for them to develop. So part of this process is to prune the tree. And so you can be looking at doing that once, you know, early spring. While the tree is still dormant, you haven't, you know, seen buds. It's easier to see some of the cross branches.
Right.
Any of the dead or dying that is on the tree. So there would be a good time to be doing that is in the spring, right? You're looking at, you know, get rid of some of the sucker growth. You don't have to get rid of all the sucker growth, because on some apple trees, the sucker growth has, you know, does add value to it. But you're looking to get any of the weak branches out of there. What will also end up happening, right, is, you know, the tree might have produced a lot of apples, but they weren't, you know, bigger apples. But by thinning out the tree, you'll actually have less fruit, but bigger apples, stronger apples. So the whole process isn't just about spraying the fungicide. It's about helping get it so that when you do spray the fungicide, the airflow can dry the whole plant out. The other thing about this is it is very important to do this process early, because a lot of times this apple scab will start early. It won't all of a sudden just show up in July and August, right? You know, it might feel that way, that it just shows up in July and August, but what has happened is it started in the, at the beginning. But once, you know, the fruit starts to grow, you're not really having that, you know, apple scab's not starting to develop at that point. So a lot of the work is done early. So spraying with that citrus fruit and nut or orchard spray, it used to be called citrus fruit and nut from Bonide. I think they just changed the name to orchard spray to make it easier. But using that in 7 to 10 day intervals at the beginning of the season. So like I was saying, you know, once you start to see the tips of the, or the buds, and when I say buds, I don't mean for the flowers. I mean the buds for like the leaves starting to get ready.
Yeah.
Then you will spray. Then 7 to 10 days from that is usually right before flower starts the process. We don't want to spray while the plant is flowering.
Mm-hmm.
And if we do have to spray because it's the flowers are staying longer, it would be something that I would recommend doing at night.
Okay.
Reason being, right, the it is a organic, but it is a insecticide. So if our apple tree is flowering, bees are going to be present.
Yeah.
We don't want to spray during the day when they're active. We spray at night when they're not going to, they've gone back to their hive or wherever they are, so that we're not going to affect them because we need them to pollinate, right?
Sure.
So that, you know, when it's in the flowering stages, it's usually hard to say, all right, I'm just going to go spray because of that fact.
Yeah.
But once the flowers have fallen, then get back into that process, you know, 7 to 10 days, and continue until you start to see fruit growing. But I think part of this really is the pruning process of it. And you said it's a 40-year-old tree, so it's going to be a little bit harder, but the long term of it's going to be a little bit easier because you're not going to have to prune as much. This year, you might have to prune a little bit more than most years, but you want the airflow to go through. What it also does is allow the sunlight in there as well.
Sure. Yeah, we gave it a good pruning two years ago, but it didn't quite do the trick, you know. And the apples are delicious, but yeah, we just cut out the bad part. And
yeah, it's one of those things where it's the same thing when it comes to like thinking about tomatoes in the garden. We don't want to water over the top of them because it causes fungus on tomatoes.
Right.
Mother Nature obviously has to rain over the top of the plants. So what can we do to help allow that water to evaporate quicker? And that's where the thinning out part happens, because the, you know, diseases will be heavier in rainier seasons and if the water just sits in the apple tree. So that's why the pruning is a huge thing.
Yeah, we're going to do that again. I'm going to do that again. Can I ask you one more question?
Sure,
Patrick,
definitely.
So I have some raspberries that give a crop in July and another one September, October. And I cut out the gray cane. Should I be cutting all of these down in spring? All of them down?
Okay, so you have, excuse me, you have raspberries.
Yes.
That, the multi-season, right?
Yep, well, one in July and one comes September, October.
Are they the same raspberry or are they different raspberries?
Nope, the same
okay.
Raspberry.
I just wanted to make sure because there are everbearing, which will do multiple, and then there are the different styles that will do a summer crop versus the... Mm-hmm. So I just want to make sure
Same cane will give two crops.
So if you're, you know, I would be looking at... You know, I wouldn't cut all the canes to the ground.
Yeah.
I wouldn't cut everything because you could affect that summer bearing cane.
Okay.
What I would look at doing would be removing the weaker canes, right?
Mm-hmm.
Usually leaving, depending upon how big it is, you know, some can leave 10 to 12 canes in the area. Some could leave less, depending upon how old they are. But we need to look at the canes and see if any of them seem to be thinner or, you know, that grayer color. That's how I would look at it. I wouldn't say let's prune every branch out because of the multi-season. Yeah. That's where, you know, that's kind of where I would look at it and say maybe it's multi-pruning during the season, right? Yeah. Treat it like it's a, you know, because like I was saying, there's the summer bearing and there's the fall. Mm-hmm. Treat it like it's both of those and do the pruning on both the process. Mm-hmm. Right, so get rid of, again, any of the weak, any damaged canes, anything you might see, like a little bit of disease on it, something along the lines of that. In the late winter, early spring, so we're almost there, I'd be pruning out the tips of the canes that have some dieback damage, mm-hmm. right? Mm-hmm. You know, winter damage you won't really see right away. But it's something that once spring hits, you'll kind of be able to tell. And I'd be looking at taking back part of that, you know, cutting it back to rejuvenate that area instead of cutting everything all the way down.
Yeah, that's what I've been doing, the gray ones and the weak ones. But I just wanted to double check with you to make sure I don't have to, because someone said, you need to cut all those down. It's like, well, I've never done that before. So
well, so it would be if it was like a fall bearing, yeah. right? But since you have the multiple season, I wouldn't want to affect that. You know, I would continue doing exactly what you're doing, and you'll continue to be successful.
Thank you so much, Patrick.
Thanks, Mary. Have a great one.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Your lovely tree, attacked by insects. Stop them with the proven science of Bayer Advanced Tree and Shrub Protect and Feed. Its special dual-action formula delivers 12-month insect protection. Plus now, it provides slow-release feeding, all in one easy step. Mix and pour the no-spray formula and your tree is shielded, roots to top, for stronger and more beautiful trees. We don't hate bugs, we just love trees. Bayer Advanced, better science, better results. BayerAdvanced.com.
Would you love to have the more colorful birds and songbirds on your backyard feeders this year? Start with quality bird food from Wild Delight. Open a bag and smell the seed blend. Find raisins, cranberries, cherries, along with sunflower, peanuts, tree nuts, and thistle seed. Wild Delight is the only company that adds vitamins, electrolytes, and minerals to all of their seed blend. Keep your birds healthy this year with Wild Delight. No mourning doves or grackles, just beautiful birds when you use Wild Delight bird food.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And our last question from Mary on pruning back raspberries, you know, has me thinking along the lines of pruning, because a lot of people have some questions going into the spring of what they're going to be doing with their, you know, with pruning. And one thing that I always think about is hydrangeas, right? A lot of people are thinking, all right, plants are starting to grow. Once they start to grow, I'm going to prune them back, clean them up, get rid of the dead. Not so fast. Let's think about it with our hydrangeas. And really, we're thinking more on our blue hydrangeas, even or if they've turned pink from what you've tried to do with them, those, right? Those types of hydrangeas, the macrophylla type hydrangeas, those are the styles that we don't want to cut the, you know, dead-looking branches out this spring right away. Yeah, I know, it's not going to look great. And you're going to sit there for a while and you're going to say, I should just prune these back, but don't do it. A lot of your blue hydrangeas, except for the endless summer hydrangea, that family, don't want to be pruned back because they will take away all their blossoms for this season, this coming season. So try to get you early enough so that you haven't pruned any of your hydrangeas or any of the sticks. We don't want to prune them back, and sometimes it's even as late as June that we leave the sticks to. You know, it depends on the season, right? Sometimes, you know, May is cooler than normal, so you don't never know. But with the blue hydrangeas, if we were to prune back those sticks that look dead at this point, we're going to get rid of the flowers. You're going to have a very green, very leafy hydrangea, but no flowers. So by waiting on it before pruning, before you see the growth come out of those sticks, you're going to have a better plant for you long term. Now, what else could we be doing to help the flower? I like to look at the hydrangeas and say, did they flower last year? What was going on? Did they have some, not a lot, or did they have a ton? Now, if they didn't have a lot, I will look at using an early fertilization with them of like a super phosphate. One of the products that has that heavy middle number. Usually it's like a 0.18.0 or a 0.45.0. One of those two. That super phosphate puts a lot of energy into the soil, into root development and shoot development, and eventually flowering. So what I do with that early boost of superphosphate, fertilize, and then you're going to notice that buds will form, you know, earlier than, sometimes earlier, but you know, when they normally would. And when those buds start to form, I will flip into a liquid fertilizer that has a heavy middle number. So that when that plant is starting to show the flowers, the fertilizer goes right to where it needs. Now, if you were to start a liquid fertilizer with a bloom booster before any of the buds started, you're going to be feeding the leaves and getting stronger, thicker leaves. So that's when you would use like a regular fertilizer, like a 10-10-10 or an all-purpose fertilizer if you're going to use liquid feed during the season. But my biggest thing when it comes to helping push growth and flowers on a hydrangea is start out with superphosphate in the spring as soon as you can put the shovel into the ground. And then when buds start to form on the hydrangea, flower buds, not leaf buds, flower buds start to form, use a liquid bloom booster, because that liquid will be more readily available to push those flowers to grow and get thicker and bigger and last longer for you. If you have questions, give us a call here, 855-660-4261. We'll be back.
Hello, I'm your BioAdvanced lawn care scientist.
Where'd you come from?
I want you to try new all-in-one Weed and Feed.
What's this?
All-in-one Weed and Feed. It kills lawn weeds like dandelion and clover, plus kills crabgrass, all in one easy step.
Did you say kills crabgrass?
Yes, weeds, feeds, plus kills crabgrass.
Wow, really?
With new all-in-one Weed and Feed from BioAdvanced Science-Based Solutions.
My lawn is going to look great.
Get more from the blue bag. Always read and follow label instructions.
If you like to garden and want to learn more about the flowering and foliage houseplants this winter, go to paulparent.com to get a free email newsletter every Thursday morning. It's free, it's informative, and the topics will change with the season. I also include some cool music videos of the music groups we grew up singing when music was music. I put a new recipe to keep you eating your vegetables, a garden quote to keep you thinking about the garden during a cold winter. Go to paulparent.com.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The bloodshed continues in Ukraine as Russian forces slowly advance. President Vladimir Putin is asking the Ukrainian military to overthrow its government and telling Russian citizens that they are rescuing Ukrainians in danger. Social media in Russia has been slowed or stopped in order to aid the misinformation. Ukrainian President Vladimir Zelensky said, "This might be the last time you see me alive." Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov would not comment when asked if they are targeting Zelensky. The Ukrainian ambassador to the U.S. from Russia has confirmed they've destroyed a major dam, creating massive flood risk for thousands of people. Many countries are also deciding whether to remove Russia from SWIFT, which would sever many banking institutions there. This is USA Radio News. there's been a global show of support for the people of Ukraine. In Beirut. In Rome. And in New York City. This demonstrator came from that country.
This is not only about Ukraine, it's about everybody out there. Please help our families.
And even people in Russia turning out by the thousands to decry their country's invasion as emotional calls for protests grew on social media. Around 1,700 people in 54 Russian cities were detained. Almost 1,000 of them were in Moscow. Hundreds of posts came in on social media condemning Moscow's most aggressive actions since the 1979 invasion of Afghanistan. Vladimir Putin had called the attack a special military operation. This was a false claim that the U.S. had predicted would be a pretext for invasion. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here, 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And we're just really getting started early in the show, and it's the sun is out, blue sky, but it is cold again. I've seen I look at a weather forecast, and I used to think I had the idea of what's going on with the weather, and this time of year always tells me I have no clue. And, you know, every time I think about it, I say, probably should have been a weather person, because they get it wrong more than they get it right, but somehow still keep their jobs. But I digress. Anyways, let's start thinking spring. We were talking a bit about, you know, pruning of hydrangeas. We were talking mostly about the blue hydrangeas, right? And saying don't prune your blue hydrangeas. Don't get them done. You know, what do we need to look at? And one of the things that I wanted to just bring back up is you might hear the terms old wood and new wood. And so that old wood are those sticks that we're looking at in our plants in the spring, right? Those are the ones that we want to leave, because the old wood, that's where the buds are formed for this coming year's flowers. So they are on that stem from last year into this year. You just don't see them, right? You know, think about rhododendrons, right? Rhododendrons are one that we see where the bud is going to be. So we know at a point we shouldn't be pruning it back if we want to affect the buds, the flowers. But a hydrangea, we don't see those buds really until they really push forward. And so the old style flowers, that's where we would look at the old wood. Now, new wood are some of the plants that You know, on if you're looking at a paniculata or a white style, that's what those will bloom on, new wood. So those are ones that we can prune in the spring to encourage new stems and growth and not have a problem. So, you know, that's part of it. What we want, when we want to prune, are blue hydrangeas, right? So the macrophyllus styles, the mop heads, those styles. We want to prune those in summer or early fall. So if you're thinking about pruning your blue hydrangeas, wait until summer or early fall. White ones, we can do that early spring. Now, we do have a call on the line, so I want to get back into those. Nathan, who's up next?
Carol's in Massachusetts.
Carol, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Yes, I have a cactus. I've had it for many years, and it really is beautiful. It's a flowering cactus that's supposed to be a Christmas cactus, but it always blooms at Thanksgiving. Well, I notice now that it's very, very dry on top, and it looks, I think I have to have the whole thing taken out and repotted, but I'm not sure where to take it to get it repotted, and I don't have the facilities or a bigger pot to do it myself.
Gotcha.
It's quite old. It's got to be at least, oh my gosh, at least 15 years old, maybe even more.
Yep. So,
do I take it to a regular nursery? Of course, I don't think there are any open right now.
Well, so a lot of local garden centers that have greenhouses might be able to help you out. And so, what I would do, depending upon where you are, is give them a call and see if they are offering any of those services. Now, the thing is it's, you know, have you pruned the Christmas cactus at all? Have you done anything like that as well?
No, I haven't. The only thing I've been doing is watering it. And sometimes taking it outside for a little while. But basically, it's been sitting in that pot for a very long time.
Okay. So there's a couple things here. When you say some of the tips are starting to dry out,
yes.
You know, it could be a couple things. It could be, you know, how you're watering and how often do you water it?
Well, I've been touching. I don't usually do it too often, but I do notice this is the first year that it seems to need a lot more water. It's always dry on the top.
Okay.
But I have been giving it some fish oil every once in a while.
Okay. You know, every couple of weeks, probably?
Well, the fish oil, oh, gosh, no, not that often.
Okay, that's fine, then.
Mm-hmm. But it's so, like I have a little that I do with some of my plants. When I took the fish oil out, I put a little bit in each of the plants.
So here's a couple things I would be looking at doing. I would look at pruning back some of those areas that have dried out and aren't doing well to rejuvenate the plant a bit. What we want to do is we look to take out a couple of those segments. And when I say segments, you know how the leaves are formed. It's almost like they run into, it's almost like a giant branch, even though they're all different leaves just in front of each other.
Yeah.
Where that leaf ends, so we want to cut back two of those around the plant. And you can do that after it flowers anytime up until early spring. Right, so I want you to be able to do that. To what it'll do is it'll help branch out a little bit more, make it thicker, stronger branching in it. The other thing I would like to look for you to do is contact a local garden center near you to see if you can repot it. It seems like it's an older plant, probably hasn't been repotted in a number of years.
Oh,
so
yes.
It's going to. That's only going to help it. So I would look at, you know, depending upon where you are, you'd be able to, you know, call a local garden center and see if they could repot it. A lot of places will do it. You just need to ask. Some mm-hmm. places, if you purchase the pot from them, they'll repot it for you for free, no problems. Some will have a small fee if you're coming in with your own pot to do it for them. That's just the way it usually works. But I think, you know, this is the time to be doing it if you're going to do it before, you know, we start to get into its fully growing season, right?
Okay.
But I would look at talking with a local garden center, see if they can bring it in. And you're looking for, you know, something that has a little bit of like a little bit of the succulent mix or a cactus mix, so it has a little bit of sand in it, but not mm-hmm. fully. A lot of these places will know exactly what to use for it. But again, I think before you do any of that, that's when you would want to do some of the pruning, make it a little bit smaller, easier to grow and to move for you. So that's mm-hmm. what I would look at. But I think part of it is, you know, we're probably using a little bit more heat inside than we have been in the past couple of years, just based on the weather patterns as well. We've had a lot more colder, mm-hmm. colder days and nights. And so what I'm finding is the heat's on and working stronger, which means our plants are drying out a little bit quicker than they normally have. So that could be part of the reason why you're watering more often.
Well, the top of the plant is very hard. I've noticed they where the sand and the soil are, you touch the top, it's almost crusty.
The soil
That's
itself?
How dry it seems to be. Pardon?
The soil?
Yes.
Okay, so it definitely, I think you definitely need to get it repotted because okay. that soil around there, you know, you want it to be hard, but you don't want it to be crusty. Crusty means that the water's not going to go through, and it's mm-hmm. not going to really get to the lower roots to help feed them, which means the rest of it's drying out, even though you're watering it constantly. So I would definitely look at repotting. Look at pruning back some of the tips, you know, by like two segments
mm-hmm.
to make it easier to move for you. But it's going to long-term have a better effect for the plant to allow it to branch out more, get stronger, more flowers for you. So that's another process. And then, you know, don't go from like a 10-inch pot to like a 20-inch pot. We're only looking to go up, you know, a couple inches. So from like a 10-inch mm-hmm. to a 12-inch pot. Don't want to go extreme because, well, one, it's going to be hard to move around, but two, your roots are only going to want to move so far. They're not going to want to all of a sudden just move out 10 inches. You know, mm-hmm. Our roots want to stay close to home on these plants, but at the same time, you'd be watering just excess soil. Most of the time, mm-hmm. you wouldn't be watering the roots. So that's why you don't want to go too extreme. You want to go just a couple, maybe one or two sizes above the size you have now. Okay?
Well, thank you very much.
All right, Carol. Well, you have a great rest of your day.
You too, and thank you.
All righty. Bye-bye. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261, and you know, we're really getting started with the day. In about 20 minutes here, we're going to have CN from Wild Delight join us. We're going to be talking about the migrating birds and getting ready for them. We do have another call, though, in the meantime, so we'll try to help out who's next. So, Nathan, who's up next?
Bob's in South Portland.
Bob, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Good morning, Patrick.
Good morning.
I tuned in earlier, and you were talking to someone who was experiencing some problems with an apple tree.
Yep.
Let me ask you this. What is the best apple tree to plant in Maine, and how long before we can expect fruit? And the other thing is,
yep.
I'm also thinking about planting strawberries. in containers. What is the best plant for strawberries and blackberries, if I can do that also?
Okay. Well, so let's start with the apples, and we're going to be interrupted by the break, but hang tight with me through that.
Sure. Okay.
So we can kind of go over both of them for you. But, you know, what I would, the main varieties for Maine that I would be looking at would probably be like a McIntosh, a Cortland's, Honeycrisp, you know, larger sized apples. Those might be the best varieties for it. We can go into a few more on what to think about on the other side of the break. So hang tight with me. We'll talk about that, and then we'll talk about strawberries in a container and some blackberries. So we're going to take a break. We'll be back.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
This summer, don't let the ground-feeding insects create a problem in your garden. Use the new and all-natural bug and slug killer from Bonide. And say goodbye to cutworms, earwigs, slugs, and snails, along with 60 other common garden pests. Also new and all-natural from Bonide is Captain Jack. Which spin is that? Destroy all those caterpillars in your garden, along with tomato hornworms, borers, leaf miner. That's Captain Jack. It's all-natural.
Espoma, the company that makes Holytone and Plantone fertilizer, has something new for you this spring. A new 4-in-1 weed control that kills weeds, grasses, mosses, and algae. Use it on sidewalks, patios, driveways, and walkways, and you will see results in just hours. Also, an all-natural insect control for roses, vegetables, and flowers is fast-acting and kills all stages of insects from eggs to adults. And a 3-in-1 natural disease control for roses, vegetables, and ornamentals, a triple-action killer for fungus, mites, and insects. That's Espoma.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a 4-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
I'm Ben Utek. I played high school, college, and pro football, helping my team win the 2006 championship. It was an amazing day, but it can't compare to the joy I feel every day with my loving wife and three beautiful daughters. My football career ended after I suffered my fifth concussion. Did you know that over a million athletes suffer a concussion each year? That includes boys and girls, every age, every type and level of sport. It isn't always clear that a player has had a concussion, so parents, athletes, and coaches need to learn about concussion signs and symptoms. The American Academy of Neurology recommends athletes thought to have a concussion be immediately removed from play and not returned until assessed by a healthcare professional trained in concussion. This isn't just about sports. It's about your brain. When in doubt, sit it out. Learn more at AAN.com/concussion. That's AAN.com/concussion. A message from the American Academy of Neurology.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Now, before the break, we were talking with Bob in regards to a number of things. First, he was wondering some good varieties of apples from Maine, right? Now, I want to go back to it a little bit. I had mentioned a couple, but I'm looking at it and saying, well, maybe we should look at when they, you know, when they're really fruiting and say, can we get some in September and then can we get some into October? So the first couple might be like a McIntosh, Cortland, Honeycrisp. Those would be like a September fruiting tree. Then we could also look at getting some for a little bit later in the season where we look at like the Red Delicious, Golden Delicious, Macoon, the Fuji Empire, those styles. Those would all be fine to be growing in Maine. But I'd look at them for multiple seasons. So that might be the way to go there. Now, as far as the strawberries, and how long, you know, you're looking at putting some strawberries in some containers. Now, a lot of strawberries will produce fruit the first season. And you know, all of them will. But the idea is they'll be smaller that first year. The next season, they're going to be a little bit bigger and a little bit tastier than the first season. So don't just do a one-and-done type. This is one to, that you can continue to use, you know, and keep them in the containers for multiple seasons and just protect them for the winter. Now, I also believe there were blackberries. We were looking at putting some blackberries in containers for the spring. That can definitely be done. I see no problem with that. But you want to make sure it's got a little bit of space in it to continue to grow for multiple seasons. This isn't a one and done type fruit. Take some time to it. Not just, like I said, not just a one season and done. The fruit basically will come on the biannual stems or canes. So it takes a few seasons to really get there. If you're starting fresh, that first season you're not going to get anything. Whereas the second season you will. But if you're already purchasing an established plant and keeping it in a container, you might get fruit that first year. So that's something there. You know, they can get pretty big in containers. The blackberries, it is, thick, strong. So it'd be something to think about on those. Maybe making sure you get something a little bit bigger than you normally would. You know, go ahead.
I was going to say, how about whiskey barrels?
That's actually where I was going next. I was thinking maybe putting a couple in the whiskey barrel planters versus, small like 5 gallon containers, right?
Yep, I hear what you're saying. Okay.
Just they're longer lasting in there. It's a more of a root system, but it gives them the ability so they're not going to be leggy and fall over, that type of thing. So definitely, whiskey barrel is probably pretty good for you.
Okay. Okay, I know a couple of the stores around here carry them in during the year, so I already have blueberries in some of them.
Yeah, I would definitely think about doing the same with the blackberries, if you can. And then if you can get the whiskey barrels, get them early in the season. They run out quickly, and I know they've been in hard supply. I actually, a vendor that I purchased soil from, for the garden center, actually called me and said, hey, where do you get your whiskey barrels? Because our whiskey barrel supplier didn't have them for us. Just keep an eye out this spring. So if you're thinking about going with whiskey barrels, get them as soon as you see them.
Okay. 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 All right. Because I know there's a big box store nearby us, and I don't mention names.
Yeah,
that's where we've been getting them for years, okay?
Well, yeah, no, they have the ability to, because they're so much bigger than most other stores, but it's going to be harder to find at, like, a local garden center this season.
I can understand, sure. Okay, young man, thank you.
All right, Bob.
Looking forward to next week.
All right, you have a great one.
You too. Take care.
Right. Bye-bye. Bye-bye. All right, we're going to take a break here. When we get back, we'll have Cianne from Wild Delight to join us, talking about the birds and their migration cycle and what we're going to do to help them out. Take a break. We'll be back.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.